there, call now and see if we can help you. At Resort Release, you don't pay anything until you're ready. If you're ready to learn how to permanently get rid of your costly timeshare, make this complimentary free call right now.
800-455-7967. 800-455-7967. 800-455-7967. That's 800-455-7967.
You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Senseless.
No violence regarding whatever motive is anyone has the right to shoot at anyone or attempt to take anyone's life.
Reverend Augustus Seeley was shot in the leg and shoulder Sunday outside the First Church of the Nazarene. Police say the church is very open to the gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgender community, and that the attack on Seeley is very troubling. The shots were fired from a moving vehicle and apparently left the Reverend with a shattered femur. It's no secret that some countries are more accepting of homosexuality than others. A new survey by dating website Planet Romeo ranks the countries where gay men are the happiest, with Iceland taking the number one spot. It's followed by Norway, Denmark, Sweden, Uruguay, and Canada. The U.S. comes in at 26th on the list. This is USA Headline News.
Everyone knows the proper way to start your day is with a long, hot, luxurious shower. That's why we've created ProperSoap.com. We're called Proper because we're properly pure and natural, with no parabens, dyes, or harsh chemicals. 100% pure vegetable soap. We use rich shea butter and olive oil to moisturize naturally. And best of all, we think it's proper to give back. So when you shop ProperSoap.com, you're funding clean water and sanitation programs in villages across the globe. Shop ProperSoap.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
There's a report that President Trump is telling the Pentagon to start making plans for a U.S. troop withdrawal from Syria. The Washington Post report says no date's been set so far. U.S. forces are in Syria as part of the coalition fighting ISIS.
You see that my new videos hardly get views, and my old videos that used to get many views.
That's a YouTube video posted by the woman who went to YouTube headquarters yesterday, shot and wounded three people, and then killed herself. In this YouTube video, she says she was angry at the filtering policy, which caused her to lose YouTube followers. The San Bruno police chief saying there doesn't appear to be a connection between her and the people who were shot.
We have no information to suggest that she has any link with any individual who was on the premises at the time of the incident.
He spoke on Fox News, and this is USA Radio News.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from Resort Release, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get rid of their expensive timeshares. Once you've made that decision to get rid of your timeshare for any reason, Resort Release is offering a Better Business Bureau accredited way to legally get rid of your timeshare guaranteed. We guaranteed to get rid of your timeshare payments permanently. Even if you've tried another company to get rid of your expensive timeshare, call now and see if we can help you. At Resort Release, you don't pay anything until you're ready. If you're ready to learn how to permanently get rid of your costly timeshare, make this complimentary free call right now.
800-455-7967. 800-455-7967. 800-455-7967. That's 800-455-7967.
Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. Join me, your host, Mark LaRose, every Wednesday at 1 p.m. right here on Hunterdon Chamber Radio. I'll be discussing important health and fitness subjects, featuring guests and success stories. We are here to help motivate you. It's a beautiful day.
The weather for Hunterdon County, it is currently 46 degrees with a light rain and foggy and misty. There will be showers today, mainly between 1 and 3, and areas of fog will remain. New precipitation amounts will be less than a tenth of an inch. Tonight will be mostly clear with a low around 28. Thursday, sunny with a high near 47 and a chance of rain Thursday night. And the temperature's around 33. Friday, a chance of rain, mostly cloudy with a high near 55 and a chance of rain on Friday night with a low of 32. Guess what? Saturday, chance of snow and then turning to rain. And Saturday night, also chance of rain. And it looks like finally Sunday will be sunny with a high near 45.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addiction, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarolecounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for today's program. And want to thank everyone who has tuned in or who watched my show last week. I think it was a success, and I'm really thankful for all of you that have watched, and hopefully I will continue to do it this way. And my goal, as I have said before numerous times on my show, is about promoting good mental health, removing the stigma for people who are seeking mental health treatment, and I call it mental health, not mental illness, because I think that that's important in the process of removing the stigma. So today I'm going to be talking about alcohol, as April is Alcohol Awareness Month, and so often we think, oh, we've heard it before, and you may have heard it before. However, I don't think we hear it enough. Years ago, when I was getting my master's degree, I was a graduate assistant, which meant I worked on campus, and that's how I got my school paid for. And one of the things that I did is I produced a television show called Quest. So somehow being, you know, on radio, television, all of those things have sort of percolated in and out through my life periodically. And one of the things that I thought was important, and this was back in the early 90s, to do shows on heroin and alcoholism. And the gentleman who was doing the show said, absolutely not. We're done with that. We've gotten through it. It's no longer an issue. I think it's an issue that's going to stay with us for a long, long time. There are some diseases that we have eradicated. Can we eradicate addiction? I don't know. Maybe someday. But even though we may not get some particular diseases here in the United States anymore, they're still around. So people still get mumps, and people still get chicken pox, and people still get polio. Those things are not eradicated from the face of the earth. And I don't think addiction is going to be eradicated. And so as a mental health counselor, and being that addiction is considered a disease of the brain, one of the focuses that I have, both personally and within my practice, is to help educate the public on alcoholism and drug addiction and other addictions. So that is part of why, obviously, with April being Alcohol Awareness Month, it is also something that I want to do. Now, Alcohol Awareness Month was established in 1987 to help reduce, again, the stigma associated with alcoholism and to encourage communities to educate the public in general. It is founded and sponsored by the National Council on Alcoholism and Drug Defense. So that's a government agency. I think that it is an important thing for us to continue to do. Alcohol plays such an interesting role in our society. Now, alcohol is a drug. It has been used as a drug. It is a legal drug. It is also a beverage, because obviously we drink alcohol. But we don't often think of it as a drug until someone becomes an alcoholic. Then we think of it as a drug. But we use it oftentimes in various ways other than as a drug. We use it as a rite of passage. So when you turn 21, when you become an adult, we can go out and drink legally. So we've made the status of alcohol go up and make its importance go up because it is a rite of passage. We use it to celebrate. We use it at weddings. We use it at parties. We use it during holidays. The interesting thing is, generally speaking, when people come into treatment, they generally come in following a holiday. They've had too much. They realize they have a problem. Now, not everyone who drinks alcohol becomes alcoholic. As a matter of fact, most people don't. Most people drink it socially. Some people drink it abusively, but are not alcoholics. And so I'm going to talk a little bit more about alcoholism and what that is and what that looks like. So again, not everybody suffers from alcoholism, which is the disease of addiction to alcohol. And I think most of you have experienced it as a rite of passage. But the reality is we need to work at changing attitudes instead of glorifying it. Again, rite of passage. We use it to make toasts for good luck. We use it to commemorate people who have passed on, you know, raise a glass for so-and-so who's died. We use it for all kinds of things. And it's a beverage, yes. And it's a drug. We use it to do these kinds of things. The other thing that I think that's important is that oftentimes people make bargains with their children. I don't want you to drink until you're 21. And it makes it more interesting. Drinking on college campuses even when I was in college, it was out of control. It's still out of control. Drinking parties, grain parties, they're still around. Kids still do it, and kids are still dying as a consequence of it. And they may not be alcoholics. They just may have reached a point where they're so intoxicated, toxic, that their body has shut down. Now, alcohol actually is a depressant. in terms of a drug. It's a depressant. Now, that doesn't mean that it makes you depressed. And oftentimes people get confused with that. They think, you know, crying, the proverbial crying in your beer. And that's not the case at all. It's a depressant because it turns the systems off in our brain. So one of the things that I do when I talk to clients about alcohol and alcoholism is I explain to them what that means. Now, everyone has or has seen an electrical panel in their home, apartment, grew up, they've seen them. You know, the lights go out, you want to go check the switches in the electric panel. Are they on? Are they off? That's very much what alcohol does in the brain. It turns switches off. It depresses things. It turns them off. So if I have some self-esteem issues and I'm not comfortable getting on the dance floor, I'll have a drink first. Turns that inhibition switch off, and I feel more comfortable getting out there on the dance floor. I have another drink, and I begin to bump into people a little bit because my spatial aspect in my brain has been dampened or shut down. That's why driving a car, after two drinks, your blood alcohol level goes up, and you're having trouble with distances. You're also affecting your motor skills, so you're a little bit slower. Another drink, next thing you know, you're slurring your words. Another drink, okay, things begin to, you get a little numb, things begin to shut down. We can shut down and we can drink enough where we stop our heart beating, we can stop our brain working. We can drink that much, and that's when people die from an alcohol overdose. What they have done is they have slowly shut the systems in their body off. Now, a lot of times what happens are people will vomit alcohol up because they have put so much of the toxin in their system can't handle it, and it's the way the body gets rid of the alcohol. It doesn't mean that it doesn't get processed enough in your body so that it doesn't shut things off. It still may. Kids oftentimes will throw up and go and continue to drink. Well, so will adults. One of the things that you might want to think about in terms of recognizing Alcohol Awareness Month is choose a weekend this weekend and not drink. Choose a week, or even choose the whole month. I know we are already into the month for a couple of days, but choose to say, I'm not going to have any alcohol this month, this week, this weekend. See what happens. It's a good way to also notice what happens to you if you make that choice to stop for just a week. Now, you may only be having one glass of alcohol a day. We hear things on the news that a glass of wine a day can help with antioxidants. Well, you can get those same antioxidants in a glass of grape juice, believe it or not. It's the skin of the grape that does that. It's not the alcohol. It's the same thing. We hear things like, oh, tequila can be good for you, or beer can be good for you. Having one beer a day. So, okay, this is great. I'm going to have a glass of wine a day, a beer a day, and a shot of tequila a day. Well, by American standards, that puts you in the class of alcoholism. Three drinks a day for 5 days a week is considered alcoholic in the United States. And you say, well, that's about how much I drink every day. It's not affecting my life. No, it may not for right now. And it may not ever. But it's also a risk to take. Now, alcoholism, from my perspective, is a disease. And I consider it a disease partially because that's how I was taught. I have My master's is in counseling. I specialized in addiction. I've worked in the drug and alcohol field for the first half of my career. And everything that I ever learned was that alcoholism is a disease. It's only recently that we've considered it a disease of the brain, but it is a disease. It follows the American Medical Association's definition of a disease. A disease is chronic. It means once you have it, chances are you always have it. A disease is progressive. It gets worse over time. And a disease can be fatal. So you die from it. Mostly. Some diseases are treatable. Now, being treatable doesn't necessarily mean it goes away. Now, some people are cancer-free after 5 years, after 7 years, depending upon the cancer. At the same time, though they may be cancer-free, they're always cautious. They've made a change in lifestyle. They've sought out treatment. And their body is free of cancer. Does that mean they will never get cancer again? There's no guarantee of that. It's the same thing with alcohol. You stop drinking. You seek treatment. You go through a treatment process. And I'm going to talk a little bit more about alcoholism in a bit. And you stop drinking. You can stop drinking for years. I have known people who've said, I have 23 years of sobriety. I haven't had a drop. And I thought, you know what? I think I'm going to have a beer. I'm cured. They have a beer. They have three beers. And they go right to vodka. As if they never quit drinking. Because the disease continues to progress, even though you're not drinking. Which is a very interesting phenomenon in alcoholism or in addiction in general, that the disease continues to progress. So, for the most part, people say they are in recovery. They haven't recovered. It's an ongoing process. So that I have and I use diabetes quite often. I am diabetic. I have a lifestyle that I have to maintain to keep my blood sugar level at a healthy rate. And if I decide my blood sugar levels always seem to be in the normal range. So maybe I'm not diabetic anymore. I go off my medication. I run to the bakery. I stock up on candy and sweets. And next thing you know, my diabetes is back like crazy. So I have to maintain the healthy lifestyle. I have to maintain the sobriety. I have to maintain the treatment, which oftentimes is a lifestyle change. You know, even with cancer, I have to stop. I have to think about exercise and diet and meditation and yoga and so many things that can help with any kind of disease. So I'm going to take a short commercial break. I don't know if I introduced myself. I think I did, but I don't remember. But I am Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for Counselors Chat. And I have my master's in counseling. I'm a nationally certified counselor, a licensed professional counselor. I've been doing Counselors Chat for, 5 years plus. And the main reason is to promote good mental health. I also have a small practice here in Flemington. So I will cut to a commercial and we'll be back shortly with Counselor's Chat.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, Rabcoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce. Building business, one business at a time.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms. When they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Well, good afternoon and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura-Roll, your host for today's program, and I'm talking about Alcohol Awareness Month. That is April, Alcohol Awareness Month. And I am hoping to provide you some awareness around alcohol. Now, many people use alcohol in the United States. As a matter of fact, a 2015 survey by the National Survey on Drug Use and Health shows that people 18 and older, 86% in the United States, use alcohol. 70% report that they drank in the past year, and 56% report that they drank in the last month. So that's quite a number, 86%. And I would say partially, well, mainly because it's legal. Don't want to get off too much on a tangent. If we look at the amount, the percentage of people in the United States that smoke marijuana to get high, so I'm not talking about medicinal marijuana, I would have to look it up, but I'm sure it's much lower. If we make marijuana legal to use as a recreational drug, I am sure it's going to be 86% or higher. So I'm actually against it because it raises the possibility of more people becoming addicted to substances. Anyway, people who have alcohol use disorder, okay, which is different from alcoholism, it's about 15.1 million adults ages 18 and older. So that's quite a few. Alcohol use disorder. So basically that's people who are abusing alcohol. In our youth, Okay? They are drinking. It doesn't matter that it's illegal. They are drinking. According to the study, the 2015 study, kids ages 12 to 17, it's an estimated 623,000 adolescents have alcohol use disorder. So we're not teaching our children very well. We're not giving them enough information. But when we glorify it, it's glorified in movies, it's glorified in music, it's glorified in literature. And we have this, age 21, and we watch our parents drink and celebrate with alcohol. We're not doing a good job. So what is alcohol use disorder? Well, it is defined as a pattern of alcohol use that involves problems controlling your drinking. It doesn't necessarily mean that you are a full-blown alcoholic, but you may be preoccupied with alcohol, or you continue to use alcohol even if it causes problems, or you drink more to have the same effect. And when we begin to get into those places where we're having symptoms of withdrawal, we may be moving into alcoholism. Generally speaking, it's when that drinking problem becomes severe. And so you have to reach a certain criteria. Now, the DSM-5, it's a diagnosis manual that from psychiatrists to doctors to counselors and social workers, we all use that same criteria to diagnose. And what it does is it lists the name of the disorder, and then it lists the symptoms. And oftentimes you have to have a certain amount of those symptoms to qualify. So with alcoholism, it's being unable to limit the amount of alcohol you drink, or trying to limit it and then not being able to. I'm only going to have 2 drinks today. 5 drinks later, you know, you've surpassed that. You want to cut down how much you drink, but you've made unsuccessful attempts to do so. You spend time drinking, getting alcohol, recovering from alcohol use, and have a strong craving or urge to drink alcohol. Oftentimes, you fail in meeting your work obligations, school obligations, home obligations. You continue to drink even though you know it's causing physical, social, or personal problems. You reduce social and work activities, eliminate hobbies for drinking. Using alcohol in situations where it's not safe, such as when driving or swimming or boating. You develop a tolerance to alcohol where you need more to feel its effects, or you have to reduce the effect of the same amount. You experience withdrawal symptoms such as nausea, sweating, and shaking when you don't drink. So these are all symptoms that you have moved into that area where you have an addiction to alcohol. It's time to seek treatment if that's where you are. And you have to remember, as I said earlier, it's progressive. So you may not have all those symptoms. You may have some of those symptoms. You may be thinking a lot about alcohol. You may drink alcohol at home, but it hasn't affected your work yet. Your marriage hasn't fallen apart yet. You don't have problems with your liver or esophagus or stomach or colon yet. You don't have the shakes yet. You don't have withdrawal symptoms yet. You don't have blackouts yet. You can have something called a brownout where you're kind of fuzzy It's fuzzy. I kind of remember, but I don't remember 100%. So, the thing that's really important to know is you have to be able to look at yourself. And one of the key symptoms, and I think of addiction in general as a very complicated disorder or disease, because it does affect the brain. That means it affects our behavior. So somebody with cancer isn't going to rob a 7-Eleven, but someone who has addiction may. Someone with diabetes is not going to steal money out of their, you know, dad's wallet, but somebody with addiction may. Someone with MS is not going to hawk their jewelry unless they're paying medical bills to support their recovery. They're not going to hawk their jewelry to stay sick. These things are symptoms of this disease. But tolerance is one of the issues. So we've got denial. That's, I don't think it's a problem. Tolerance, in other words, I need more to reach the same level of intoxication. So I used to get drunk on 3 glasses of alcohol. Now I need 5 glasses to get drunk. So my tolerance level goes up. Loss of control, obviously. So I need to drink more. I want to drink more, and I lose control over my desire and my ability to stop. And again, neglecting other activities. So when I work with alcoholics, it's interesting to listen to their stories. Now, everybody's story is a little different. Oftentimes, you know, it helped me relax, or help me feel, you know, part of the group, or I finally really kind of felt like I was an okay person. Okay, so it took that edge of low self-esteem and took that off. It's like I finally found that thing that made me feel like a human being. It became my best friend until it turned on me. And alcoholism does not mean we end up in the gutter with a paper bag, which is often what we think of. That's only about 3% of alcoholics. Everyone else is driving a school bus, working on your brakes, working on your computer, fixing your plumbing, teaching your kids. Because it's a disease, it knows no boundaries. So it's not just people who are Hispanic or people who are black or people who are white. It people who are doctors or people who are garbage men. It doesn't matter. It covers everyone. And that's also part of why it's a disease. It doesn't pick anything. And we so often have this issue where, well, you know, it's a moral issue, and it really is not. I don't know anyone that said, you know what, I'm going to start drinking alcohol because I just can't wait to become an alcoholic. That's never the intention. It may be the end result, but it's never the intention. And it's really important to know that if you make a choice to stop drinking, you need to get medical attention. I'm going to say that numerous times. You cannot just withdraw on your own. Withdrawal from alcohol can be life-threatening. So it's really important that you go to a hospital and go through detox. You need a medical detox. If you recognize that you're an alcoholic, you need a medical detox. So one of the things that I talk about with my clients is kind of what happens in the brain that causes addiction. And the way our brain is set up, we have neurons. They are the nerves that speak to one another in our brain. And the neurons create chemicals that are called neurotransmitters. And dopamine a lot of us have heard of dopamine, is a neurotransmitter. It's a feel-good transmitter. And basically what happens is neuron A makes dopamine, and it's like a key. So it fits right in. It fits right in to the neuron. So that's how it speaks, and it's an electrical impulse that pushes the chemical, the dopamine, from one neuron to the other. And that's how it creates pathways in the brain. We've heard about that too. So what happens is when I drink alcohol or use any other drugs or even a behavior, a feel-good behavior, such as gambling, because you're flooding your brain, or what you're doing is you're making that neuron create so much that it's just flooding your brain. But when you stop using, either it's not in your brain or the neuron is no longer making it, and it feels awful. So you crave it. You want more. You want to feel better. And this is part of the process. So it is physical in nature, the way it affects the brain. Oftentimes it's described as a disease that's cunning and powerful. And it really is sad when people's lives begin to deteriorate because of alcohol and alcoholism. And for every one alcoholic, 10 people are affected in some way. So if I'm married to an alcoholic, it affects me. It affects our children. It affects his coworkers. It affects his parents, his siblings. In an alcoholic family, and we think of a family as a system, everyone is playing a role in that family. Everyone has a part in that family. The father, and I'm just kind of using that good old-fashioned typical example, if the father is the alcoholic, his focus is on the alcohol. The wife's focus is on his drinking. Now, she's codependent. That means she enables, and she caretakes, and she rescues. So their focus is not on their relationship, nor is it really on their children. And so their children now take on roles so that they can adapt to being within this family of addiction. And so it affects everyone in that way. Alcohol, because it's a drug, also affects many other parts of our bodies. So I had mentioned that it, we think of cirrhosis of the liver, but it also affects our mouth, so we can get cancer of the mouth, affects our esophagus, our stomach, our small intestines, our large intestines, we get colon cancer, it affects our kidneys, affects our brain, it affects our liver. So it affects all parts of our body. Even one drink does that. So it is something to think about, drinking alcohol. Now, again, I had said a little bit earlier that our country says if you have 3 drinks or more a day, 5 days a week, chances are you may have alcohol use syndrome. So think about how much you are drinking. Glass of beer or a can of beer is equal to a 5-ounce glass of wine is equal to a shot of hard liquor. So those things are all, in terms of the amount of alcohol in your blood, those things are all equal. So sometimes people think, well, I only drink beer, but I have, 6 beers a day throughout the day. That's like drinking 6 shots a day of vodka, tequila, whatever it is. And so that's a problem. And it it causes so many problems in your system, your pancreas, your immune system, your heartbeat. So we want to be healthy, and I encourage health. That's why I say mental health. And mental health is not only about how we think and how we feel. It's about how we interact with other people, and it's making healthy choices for our lives. So I actually have to take another commercial break. I see that I'm getting a little close here towards the end, and I've got more people that are important to 100 in Chamber Radio. So I will be back in a few moments. I'm Ruth Altamira Roll, your host for Counselor's Chat.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Well, good afternoon and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamira Roll, your host for today's program. And if you're interested in finding out more about what I do, I have my master's in counseling. I'm nationally certified. I'm also a licensed professional counselor. And I have a small practice here in town. You can find me on the web at www.altarollcounselor.net. That's altarroll with two L's, counselor.net. And you can call me at 908-237-2899. That's 908-237-2899. I would love to have you follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. So if you want to look at my show from last week or view this show at another time, you can do that. You can also go and look at some of the topics that I've had in the past and go on the Hunterdon Chamber site and look in their archives. And if you would like to make a comment about the show or if you have a topic that you would like me to discuss, please, by all means, you could put it on Counselor's Chat or, again, you can call me at 908 937-2899. And if you are interested in setting up an appointment for some counseling, please, by all means, give me a call. I don't keep a waiting list. So, talking this week about alcohol and alcoholism, as April is National Alcohol Awareness Month. So I'm hoping to create some awareness about the dangers of alcohol. The fact that we glorify it and use it as a rite of passage is not necessarily the best thing that we can do. And using it as means of celebrating and people getting drunk at weddings and all of those things that can happen. But it's important to remember that just because you drink alcohol doesn't mean that you're an alcoholic. There are definitely signs and symptoms, as with any disease, of being an alcoholic. Denial is one of them, so I don't really think I have a problem. I'm not that bad, or I'm not that bad yet. So people can be pre-diabetic. You can be pre-alcoholic. So you have to remember the disease is either alcoholism, it could be alcohol dependency, it could be alcohol use disorder. Sometimes it begins as a psychological addiction. I use it to relax and unwind from my day at work, or, you know, I had a rough day, I deserve a drink. Okay. Those kinds of things. We don't say, gee, I had a rough day, you know, I deserve a nice calm walk in the park, or take a nice hot shower. We don't do that. We say, oh, I deserve a drink, I had a rough day. Treatment is available, and it's really important to know that. If you are struggling, or if you have a family member that's struggling, you need to get them into treatment, because alcoholism kills people. It's a fatal disease. So treatment involves counseling with a healthcare professional. It's very important. So if someone came to my office and they said, I'm an alcoholic and haven't had any treatment, the first thing I would say is, we've got to get you to a hospital. You have to have a medical detox. It's absolutely necessary. You can die from detoxing on your own. In addition, getting a medical detox, they help the medications that are available to help reduce the desire to drink and help with the withdrawal symptoms. So you need to be detoxed. Then oftentimes people go into a treatment facility. It can be 14 days, 28 days. It can be an intensive inpatient or outpatient program. And in these programs, you would get counseling, go to support groups. A lot of times there's cognitive behavioral therapies, aversion therapy, family therapy, behavior therapy, other kinds of groups, didactic groups of, you know, providing education. There's going to be things where we're going to look at diet change, vitamins, education. Okay, so you may have a dual diagnosis where you also have depression, and it's not uncommon for someone who is an alcoholic to also be depressed. Again, as I said earlier, we stop the alcohol. The brain is not functioning very well. It's going to take time for your brain to heal, so you may be on an antidepressant. It's really important to work on abstinence, and that you can do that through going to 12-step meetings like Alcoholics Anonymous. There's Smart Recovery. There are a number of different programs. Just going to support groups, about 10% of people stay sober. If you combine support with counseling, you move it up to about 67%. So my suggestion is, if you are going to a support system, to also seek out counseling. And it's really important to find people that can treat alcoholism. And the best thing to do is Google recovery programs, treatment programs, alcoholism detox programs, Google that information, and you're going to find a wealth of programs that you can go to. Quite often, your insurance may pay, if you have insurance, but may pay for some of your treatment. So that's important to know also. And if you really feel you want to use your insurance, which I would encourage people, call your insurance company. Find out who is in your network, what program is in your network. Remember, you don't have to do this alone. Alcoholism is a disease, and the more awareness you gain, the better chance you have of being sober, staying sober, and living a good life. I'm Ruth Altamirroll, your house for counselors chat, and thank you for tuning in, and I wish you good mental health.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addiction, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselors Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarollcounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselors Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselors Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Nikki Haley ripped an action by the U.N. Security Council on Syrian chemical weapons used during a speech today, saying that, quote, we are rapidly slipping backward and coming into a world that we thought we had left. Take a listen to the rest of her comments.
The Assad regime keeps dropping chlorine bombs on innocent men, women, and children. Our lack of action has consequences. When we let one regime off the hook, others take notice.
And we're learning more about the woman who went to YouTube headquarters in San Bruno, California, and killed three people and then turned the gun on herself. Take a listen to the San Bruno police chief as he describes the motive for the attack.
At this point in the investigation, it is believed that the suspect was upset with policies and practices of YouTube. This appears to be the motive of this incident.
We will continue to monitor this story and bring you any new details as they become available. This is USA Radio News.
Life needs to be enjoyed with family and friends, to laugh and to share. Tragically, addiction to alcohol and drugs can ruin that. Isn't it time to make a change? If drugs and alcohol is a problem in your life or someone you care about, it's time to make a change. The Watershed Addiction Treatment Programs have been offering amazing life-changing results since 1998. The Watershed Addiction Treatment Program has successfully helped over 50,000 people get their life back. The Watershed knows how to help you recover and promises to help you begin your change. Your new life can begin right now with just one simple call to 877-480-4777 or online at thewatershed.com. That's 877-480-4777 or online at thewatershed.com. We are open 24/7 and all calls are confidential and free. Call now. 877-480-4777 or online at thewatershed.com.
Oklahoma schools are closed once again today as the teachers are on strike and they're asking for more money to be spent on education. And the governor, Mary Fallon, is saying they're asking for more money than what the state can afford.
Teachers want more, but it's kind of like having a teenage kid that wants a better car. Well, it has been a difficult time, and that's why I'm very proud that this year we were able to get something done for our teachers.
Fallon, who is a Republican, signed a measure last week raising teacher salaries by about $6,000 per year, while increasing school funds by another $50 million, which is roughly 20% of what the educators were seeking. Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton had some rather interesting things to say once again about Fox News. Take a listen to her comments.
Fox News is always trying to impeach me. So somebody needs to tell them that doesn't apply to a private citizen.